Behold, he comes.
Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening and welcome to The Watchman today as we continue with our study of the end time, the Bible in the news, and the news in the Bible, and things like that, things that actually we can relate to scriptures or to Bible prophecies that are happening in our time, and they are quite a number of them that we can speak about today. But there's an event that is going to happen this weekend, this very weekend, on May 6th, and that is the coronation of King Charles of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. And of course, it's a grand event with which is going to be attended by all sorts of royalty from every place in the Arab world, the Emir of Kuwait, the Sultan of Brunei, the Emirs of Dubai, even the kings of Lesotho and so many other countries, Morocco, and so on, is also going to be attended by almost all the kings in Europe. And by the way, almost all those European countries, Norway, Sweden, Liechtenstein, Spain, all of them have kings, only that their monarchies are not absolute monarchies. They are actually just quiet monarchies. But all of them are going to be attending, a guest list of 2,000 people. And of course, it's already been declared a bank holiday in the UK, although it's a Saturday, but still it will be a bank holiday. And, you know, just going to, it's going to be royal, as you would expect. But that's not our interest. Our interest is something totally different, because if you actually attended the Watchman conference, you will know that one of the people we spoke about as possible candidates for Antichrist includes formerly Prince, but now King Charles. And we had a lot of interest in him at the time. If you've attended any one of our Watchman, perhaps two previous conferences, and now, so we are looking at this, the coronation, and seeing if there's anything that points in that direction. And I think myself and Akena John Paul here, with whom I am, noted out a few things which we want to bring to your attention. Maybe they might be of interest to you. And perhaps we start with the most significant. And which one is that?
The most significant, number one is the date. First of all, previously, last year in September, he ascended the throne with an age of 74, which when you add 7 plus 4 equals to number 11.
Okay, before we get into the numerology,
yes,
there is another significant one which you've forgotten, and that is actually the fact that there's a lot of interest from the papacy,
yes,
on this coronation, and the Pope has gifted in apparently a very special gift. And what is that?
The relic of the cross. And this is something which they believe that the cross which Jesus Christ was hanged on, they have been keeping it for all this time through like a lot of
generations.
Through the generation, they have been keeping it. So that there are some relic from the cross, and now they are giving it to Pope Francis, has given it as a gift, his special gift to the king for his coronation.
It actually, it's a piece they claim, and it's widely believed by them. But the truth or not of it is a different story, but the fact that they believe it is what matters.
Yes.
That it involves a piece of the actual wood on which Jesus Christ was crucified.
Yes.
Which was kept, apparently. There's a whole story behind it. Apparently, that man who, Joseph,
Arimathea.
Of Arimathea, who organized the burial, kept it, and it was passed on to the Romans eventually as Christianity became a big thing. And it has been kept apparently in Rome, you know, throughout the generations. That's what they say.
Yes.
Now, and it's a very special relic to the church and to Rome, to the Holy
See. Yes.
Now, Pope Francis has gifted it to King Charles.
Yes.
To be put on his own. When the king is crowned, they give him what they call an orb and a scepter.
Yes.
An orb is like a round, like a globe.
Yes.
Which has a cross on it.
Yes.
A cross on top of it. That's the orb. The scepter is just a stick, as you know.
Yeah.
Now, the scepter, of course, is a symbol of the authority of the king. Now, the orb also shows about the connection to God, they say. It represents the authority of the kingdom comes from God and stuff like that.
Mm.
So now there is the orb, which is that round globe with a cross.
Yes.
That's where they are going to put that piece of wood, which apparently came from the actual cross of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now, there is a lot of symbolism in that, because what do you make of that, first of all?
Because, number one, being that it is from the Lord Jesus Christ, and as we have been discussing, that Prince Charles is a possible Antichrist.
Candidate.
Now,
let's leave that now. Let's talk about Prince Charles.
Yes.
First of all, the cross, of course, on which Jesus was crucified.
Yes, crucified.
Now, that was supposed to be, at that point,
yes,
that was supposed to be the biggest victory for the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the scripture says, if they had known, they would not have crucified
the Lord of glory.
The Lord of glory.
Yes.
Now, if you know the whole thing, and sometimes it's been captured, perhaps in movies very well, where the whole kingdom of darkness comes there, and now we are banishing,
let's say,
the Son of God.
Eh? Yes.
And they think it's their victory. But of course, it has been set up by God to be actually their biggest defeat.
Yes.
So now them getting a piece of a relic of the cross and putting it on here might be something like there's a new beginning.
Yes.
There's something new that is happening. But then also, it's of course, the Antichrist will be a type of the counter Christ or the false Christ.
Yes.
Now, if they get a piece of the real Christ, as they say, and put it on the false Christ.
Yes.
That is almost as if saying that they are acknowledging him as
this is a man.
As this is the man. This is like the new Christ or something like that.
Yes.
And I found it extremely, because it has been kept throughout the generations, they say.
And it has not been given to anyone.
Anybody. And it was not something that was even considered giveable.
Yes.
Or that was something that can be gift, a gift to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was held there in the Holy See all throughout. But now the Pope says, no, the one person who deserves it is King Charles.
Yes.
I found that extremely interesting. And so he's going to hold the scepter. And of course, there are a few other things, because that we mentioned at the conference as to why we believe he is. We are not going to go into the depth of that.
Yes.
Now we are just talking about the coronation and some of the things that we found interesting. That's one of them. That's the one that actually piqued my interest. And I was like, oh, man, this has got to be significant.
Yes.
And I quietly shook my head. But anyhow, the other things which you noted, where there is a clear theme of the number 11.
Yes.
Before we tell you how important the number 11 is, because I know that the theme, usually all these people do things in themes.
Yes.
And the numbers that they want, they like a lot, which are in their numerology, are used even in, their esoteric cultures and things like that. The numbers they like are 9, 11, 13 especially.
Yes.
Very much 13. 25 and 33.
Yes.
Now, those are the numbers of the demonic world and all the esoteric world. And so,
yes.
And when you look at the things that they do, you realize that they usually use themes, and the themes are dates.
Yes.
For instance, the attack on the World Trade Center.
Yes.
And 9/11.
Yes.
Using two very important numbers that they use. What I found interesting just before the attack on the World Trade Center is that top guy said that the new world order starts on September 11th, 2001. That is Jay-Z.
Yes.
And he said that before. And then on September 11th, something happened. And then I was wondering, why September 11th? And there are, of course, other things involved with terrorism and so on.
Yes.
Then I'll mention just one other, and that is the death of John F. Kennedy.
Yes.
Now, when those people want to send a message that this is somebody, but remember, John F. Kennedy had started speaking about a conspiracy. He said that there is a conspiracy for a few people to rule the world and so on. And he was really, really against it.
Yes.
And they did not like that. And, he was popular.
Yes.
So he had the people. But then all the American presidents, even before him, all the way sometimes even from Franklin Roosevelt, had started pushing towards the Masonic, Illuminati direction. Now, this John F. Kennedy comes and he says, no, there's a conspiracy. And there are some of his speeches there which were very, very interesting.
Yes.
He said, these people, they want to conceal, they want to control the world. We are not going to let them. Then he was killed on November 22nd, 1963.
Yes.
Now, there is a theme
11.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
11, 1963.
Yes.
And now they do that to show you that we are the responsible for this. Eh?
Mm.
And they don't just do things. So I'm showing you that this theme of numbers, I could tell you a few others, but that's not necessary right now.
Mm.
Now, 11.
Yes.
The theme of 11.
11.
What are the things you noticed about the coronation of Prince Charles? Apart from, I'll start with this, the fact that he ascended the throne in September.
Yes, and he was 74 years, which 7 plus 4 is 11.
Mm-hmm.
Then
somebody can say that's a coincidence, but let's go ahead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he is going to be coronated on the date May 6th.
Okay, May 6th is the 5th month and the 6th day. All together they come to?
11.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is the time which the coronation ceremony.
The ceremony starts at what time?
At 11 a.m.
11 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So those are the major ones which I have noted.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you see, these numbers sometimes mean different things for different people, but they mean something else in the scripture.
Yes.
Now, our interest, of course, is, first of all, what do they mean to them? But what does this Bible say about this? Now, you see that there are two kingdoms, two warring factions.
Yes.
Jacob and Esau. Remember that?
Yes.
Two nations coming out of them.
Mm.
And Esau had 11 sons,
11
princes of Esau, and 12 of Jacob.
Yes.
I don't need to go into that. If you're a Christian, you know what that means.
Yes.
But then 11 has always been a number of trial, of extreme trial in the church.
Yes.
The numbers 11 and 40 in the scripture are linked to trial, extreme trial.
Yes.
One scripture that comes out most is in Deuteronomy at the beginning, where it says it was an 11 days journey from Egypt to the promised land.
Yes.
But it took the children of Israel 40 years.
Yes.
So the trial, what was supposed to be a trial, the minimum was supposed to be 11 days. That's the journey.
Yes.
The time it would take them to walk straight to Canaan.
Yes.
But they had to go through, you know, the long way because, of course, of everything, the disobedience and so on. So it took them 40 years.
Yes.
And that's the trial. But then, let's stick to 11.
Yes.
One scripture that is so interesting is, remember the story of Samson and Delilah?
Yes.
What is the source of Samson's strength? Then Delilah comes, and the lords of the Philistines tell Delilah, that we shall give you 1,100 pieces of silver.
Wow.
If you tell us the secret of Samson.
Mm.
And some of those things, you know, the Bible doesn't just put them there idly.
No.
We shall each give you 1,100 pieces of silver for you to get the secret. Now, this is Israel in control.
Yes.
And Samson as the judge.
Yes.
And the Philistines can't stand before him. But they want the secret. And then they go for 1,100 pieces of silver. I think you are seeing that how significant the number is, but we'll also tell you what it means to those people in the world in which those people exist. Now, also, I found the last king of Judah in Jerusalem before Nebuchadnezzar came and took over, the last substantive king was King Jehoiakim, who ruled for 11 years. And it's kind of, you know, emphasized, ruled for 11 years. Okay, there was one who came afterwards for a few months, three months, I think, before eventually, you know, judgment. But judgment was pronounced after Manasseh.
Yes.
And after Manasseh, then came, I think, Josiah.
Yes.
Now, Josiah came and did so good. But after the reign of Josiah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying that even if Josiah has been so good, but Judah had gone so far down. And actually, what the Lord said is that it would have come earlier if it wasn't for Josiah.
Yes.
But because he was righteous, he waited for Josiah to die. And so he brought it after him.
Yes.
And after Josiah came King Jehoiakim, who ruled for 11 years. And after that, the judgment came.
Yes.
So it was like, you know, precursor to judgment. And then Nebuchadnezzar came and took over the kingdom of Judah and then set up a stooge, or, you know, what we would call like a king who is working for him, so
puppet.
To speak. A puppet king.
Yes.
And that king was Zedekiah.
Yes.
And Zedekiah ruled for 11 years, and he also rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. And then Nebuchadnezzar now finally came and destroyed, destroyed the temple, destroyed Jerusalem and all that. But then this number kind of represents disorder, chaos, and judgment in the scriptures. But then it also represents trial, as I told you.
Yes.
Because you know the interesting thing that I noticed in the Bible is that after the fall of Judas, it kept on saying the 11, and referring to that time between when Jesus died and the Holy Spirit. They kept on mentioning 11, 11, 11. When there was a disorganization.
Yes.
Because at that time, none of the Godhead was on earth.
Yes.
That was significant. Now, until the final thing that happened before, if you read the book of the beginning of Acts of the Apostles, the final thing that happened before the Holy Spirit came. And you know, these things, it just comes and it can mean, you know, the 11 were gathered, the 11 were hiding, the 11 were doing this. And then it says, and in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples all together. The number of the names was about 120. Men and brethren, the scripture to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of his iniquity, and falling headlong he burst open in the midst, and all his entrails gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem that the field is called in their own language Akel Dama, which is field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in, and let another take his place. Therefore, he says, of those men who accompanied us all the time that the Lord went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. And they proposed Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, you Lord, who knows the hearts of men, show which of these two have you chosen to take part in this ministry and the apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered among the 11 apostles. Now, as soon as 11 became 12, the next verse, now when the day of the Holy Spirit had come, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, the very next verse, as soon as the 11 became 12, the Holy Spirit came. Now, the trial of Jesus is dead, and, you know, he's ascended, and there is this 11, and then the Holy Spirit comes.
Yes.
Now, the Godhead, you know, when there is no member of the Godhead on earth, is represented by 11 and 11. And if you look at it, it's actually mentioned so many times, the 11, the 11, the 11. Yes. And you see, the scripture doesn't say these things idly.
Yes.
It says them for you. So now you see that in their mind, it might just be maybe a time of, you know, try. But then something else is coming.
Yes.
Because you search the esoteric meaning of the number 11.
Yes.
And actually they call it the angel 11.
Yes.
Did you get?
I found some very, very key meanings here. Number one of it says, the spiritual meaning of 11 signifies enlightenment, inspiration, and connection to the higher self or divine force. So they are saying that now, if we are to connect to him, that now it's a connection to his higher self, which I found also very interesting, because you remember last year when the Birmingham Commonwealth Games, and there was that song which was played called Paranoid. And in that song, all we know, it was an unveiling, that that very, actually,
the ceremony.
Yes, that ceremony was unveiling Prince Charles then to become king. And in the lyrics of that song, it says that, finished with my woman, finished with my woman's cause, she couldn't help me with my mind. People think I'm insane because I am frowning all the time. That's the first verse. And of course, we know that his woman was the queen. In that, he was trying to show that he was being limited by that, and he could not discover himself. So, and very interesting, because now this number says it is a time of which signifies enlightenment, inspiration, and connection to a higher self or divine forces.
Okay. Now, my own searching here says it represents spiritual awakening.
Yes.
Of course, in their case of the demonic nature.
Yes.
And the name of the number is called the Illuminator.
Yes.
In others, the Age of Illuminati.
Yes.
The Illuminator or the Light Giver.
Yes.
Can mean anything.
Mm.
Because, you know, Jesus says, I'm the light of the world.
Yes.
But then we also know that there was Lucifer, which means light bearer.
Yes.
So now, him trying to be the Illuminator.
Yes.
But of darkness.
Yes.
And then the teacher.
Yes.
You know, Jesus also called the teacher.
The teacher.
But
yes.
Then you know, so this is. So now, ushering in, apparently,
yes,
an age of enlightenment.
Yes.
And also means that a special message from above.
Yes.
Your angel is sending you a special
message. Yes.
And it also means a spiritual shifting.
Yes.
This is what they want it to mean. Now, I'm just telling you what they want it to mean and why they've chosen this and all these other things.
Yes.
But ultimately, it also means you have the power to control your life.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, incredible, because the whole world is going to be there. Now, it might be like he's being crowned, you know, king of the United Kingdom.
Mm.
But it's bigger than that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's this one which says, it means that your spiritual journey is about to begin.
Yeah.
And that number always symbolizes new beginning and fresh starts, which is something which will connect to the invitation letter.
Hey, by the way, the invitation letter, you checked it out. Eh?
Yes.
And it has a green...
Now, the invitation letter, there are some symbolism there because number one, on top, it has the left as the coat of arm of Prince Charles.
He's on the coat of arm.
Yes, and the right, the one of Camilla. Then down under it, it has the green man. And that green man always, it has represented the rebirth and new beginnings.
Okay, interesting.
Yes.
They wish.
Yes.
But anyhow, so now we know that there's... actually, I told you before at the conference that I was almost 95% sure. I think this thing of the cross and all this other thing was like now, really, because we mentioned how his name is the only one which adds up to 666 in both Greek and Hebrew.
Yes.
As well as so many other things that we mentioned and talked about. And how his mother, at the coronation, when he was crowned as heir apparent, as the heir to the throne, she told him that you're the one who has been chosen and you're worthy of worship.
Like
she mentioned some words as if she's the queen and she's talking as if he's like higher than her.
Yes.
That you're the one who has been chosen and like you're the one who is worthy of worship. But then she was the queen at the time.
Yes.
And he was just a firstborn son. So those were very curious words. And those are recorded so you can even go and check them out. Anyhow, so now we see some of the things the Bible speaks about the Antichrist.
Yes.
One of them is... talk something in the book of Daniel about obtaining the kingdom through flatteries.
Yes.
He comes in, somebody to whom they initially give no honor of royalty or respect of royalty.
Yes.
Then he says he obtains the kingdom through flattery. Now, this is not talking about the kingdom of the United Kingdom. That one he has obtained it through inheritance. It's talking about the kingdoms of the world. And there's something else which I found interesting because I remember when the lockdown had just happened in the World Economic Forum meeting, which was held mostly online because there was very little traveling at the time and so on. That was in June 2020. The person who came out most was Prince Charles at the time.
Yes.
And he came out saying, this is the time, this is an opportunity for us to reset the world according to what we want. The old order is never going to come back.
Yes.
We are ushering in a new order. And he was speaking with a great deal of authority. And it was clear now, of course, we now all know that the whole COVID thing had been set up for this reason.
Yes.
For the purpose of certain people who want power, to obtain power from the people, to take away the democratic privileges that people had enjoyed over time and hand them over to government.
Yes.
And now we see that the people are trying so hard to get back those privileges that they had before the lockdown. And it's getting very difficult. For instance, in the nation of France, you saw that everybody, you know, they kind of stupefied everybody. People are dying, COVID, and everybody became very, very, very scared.
Yes.
Now, in the process of the fear, and that's how the devil does, people woke up the next day and discovered that a lot of the COVID deaths were fake, so many things were fake, but the powers that they had ceded, given to the government, we are not coming
back.
We're not going to come back just because apparently now there is no crisis. So now the people are fighting. They have been on the streets for in excess of a month now fighting just to get back the powers.
Yes.
And that's going to be true because I saw even in Czech Republic, of course there have been Netherlands and so many other places.
Yes.
where people were actually battling to get back powers which they lost during the process of the whole COVID, people being stupefied by fake crisis.
Yes.
So now we see that Prince Charles comes out and says, this is our opportunity. It's our opportunity for world leaders to come and watch. She talks so much about climate change, the next big lie that is being propagated by those people and their cronies.
Yes.
And pushing so hard. But it did not go exactly the way they wanted, because if it had gone the way they wanted, the people were not supposed to come out. But it eventually became very difficult to keep people in. It became impossible. So they decided to roll out the vaccines, because I saw their timetable. They are supposed to, first of all, knock everybody into a corner, clip everybody's wings, make them very desperate. And then they tell them that if you want any form of freedom,
ascribe to our system.
To the vaccines, first of all.
Yes.
But the vaccines were not supposed to come out actually until this year.
Mm-mm.
But because they realized that if they waited until this year, their lives were no longer going to be sustained, so they decided to let them do the vaccines immediately. Mm. And we know, of course, what the vaccines are all about, but I will not go into that. So somehow their thing was shaken. Why? Because the scripture says very well, the Antichrist will seek to change the times and the seasons, but the Lord will not let him, because the Lord has his time and season when the Antichrist will be in control.
Yes.
And it is not yet. Now, the church is still going to be in control.
Yes.
And that's what we are waiting for. So now, but they tried, and it says he will seek to.
Mm.
And you see, when they say he seeks to, it's not an idle thing.
Yeah.
He actually comes heavy and strong to try and impose himself.
Yes.
And make sure that he prolongs his reign.
Yes.
Now, the reason the Antichrist, of course, I've spoken before, wants to prolong his reign is because he knows that if he could force people to do all those things that they were telling people to do, and now if he could force them, he could even introduce the mark of the beast so much earlier.
Yeah.
And in that climate, so many people, even the believers, would go for
it. Mm.
And Jesus said, but if that time was not shortened, even the elect would be deceived.
Yes.
But said, but the Lord decided to shorten that time to protect some people, because some people would go down because it would be a very difficult time.
Yes. There's a scripture which you were speaking about in Daniel. Daniel 11:21. And it says, in his place shall arise a vile person to whom they will not give the honor of royalty. But he shall come in peaceably and seize the kingdom by intrigue.
Okay, now to whom they will not give the honor of
royalty.
Now at the beginning, and you're going to read a bit more of that. At the beginning, people were like, Prince Charles, he should just give it up and let his son, who is more popular, Prince William, and so on. Nobody was really necessarily enthralled by the idea of, of King Charles.
Yes.
And as they were, of course, with the idea of his mother, who was very beloved.
Mm.
Now, people are like, Prince Charles is controversial, he's this, you know, he's not popular, especially since he divorced somebody who was very popular, that is Princess Diana Spencer, and so on and so forth. But somehow, you know, eventually, of course, their systems are systems, he has to take over as king.
Yes.
And then, now, even at the coronation itself, the guest list for his mother was 8,000 people.
Yes.
His has been cut down to
2,000.
But then there were things which I found interesting, because some of even the biggest pop bands in the UK have refused to perform. And now I find that incredible, because the Spice Girls turned down an invitation to perform. Elton John also refused to perform. And I'm saying, it's like people do not feed him. Because now the first name of the people to perform on almost any royal event would always be Elton John.
Yes.
But even him, he has turned down.
Mm.
So now, read that verse again.
It says that, and in his place shall arise a vile person to whom they will not give the honor of royalty, but he shall come in peaceably and seize the kingdom by intrigue.
Okay, to whom they will not give the honor of royalty.
Yes.
But then I know that the World Economic Forum, which we've been speaking so much about, I saw the other day Klaus Schwab, who is the head of the World Economic Forum, talking to Prince Charles.
Yes.
And something told me that this is somebody reporting to his superior.
Yes. There's something I'll say about that.
Say it now.
Yes. Now, in 2021, when they announced the Great Reset, I watched a video. And in this video, it was the video of the meeting, the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab came in and said, let us welcome His Highness. and he calls him to come. And when he calls him to come, the background of the stage. Now, when King Charles came, okay, Prince then came and stood on the podium, the video coverage of the background changed to a point where he's being enthroned. It was so peculiar. It shows a crown. Because, you know, when you are standing, for instance, on let me say, on a halter, then there's the background, maybe a background screen.
Yeah, I know.
There's something which they can do. Now, in that event, or in the meeting, where now he came in to stand, before speaking, they changed the background, and it was...
It had a crown.
A crown. And
him.
The crown, I was seeing actually its symbolism. The crown had different colors, and also the colors were the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which belongs to the UN. And that's exactly what they are pushing for. It's like they were trying to show that this is
the king.
Yes, this is the king.
Before he was even king.
Yes.
When his mother was even alive.
Yes.
So, interesting. But I knew that he's always behind the World Economic Forum.
Yes. Then there's one more thing about him, people not giving him the crown of royalty. Last week, the Canadians rejected him. They opposed his
crowning.
About 60% of them. People.
So he's not popular at all.
He's not.
But it says he obtains it by intrigue.
Yes.
And now he's not talking about the kingdom of the UK.
Yes.
It's actually talking about the rulership of the world.
Mm.
And some people, they are kings, people who are in authority.
Yes, yes.
Who have decided. You remember that scripture? Where it says that the Lord, where they decided to give all the authority to the Antichrist in the book
Revelation
of
Revelation 17.
Yes. And they decided to give all the authority to the Antichrist.
Yes.
Now there are people behind in the scenes who are now working for him.
Mm.
But, and that is a fact,
yes.
Whether or not he is, but there are people who are working for him.
Mm.
And they are all paying allegiance to him.
Yes.
It's incredible, by the way. And anyhow, so then there is another scripture which you see, we have to inform you some of these things, because you see, the world goes on and people see things and they just pass by. They don't know what are the hidden meanings behind it,
yes,
and why you know, it's important to know these things, to know the times that we live in. But you see, now that's the calling of some people.
Yes.
And now, and the scripture mentions those people very clearly. It mentions two people here who will be at the end time.
Yes.
In Daniel 11:32, it says, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. Remember, he talked about obtaining the kingdom with flattery. Now, flattery is going to be a key aspect of his obtaining strength or rulership. Now, the major flattery is going to be about telling men that they can be God.
Yes.
And you have seen all that. Flattery, of course, means telling somebody that he's something great that he is not.
Yes.
So now it's going to be about telling human beings that they do not need a God. They themselves are God.
Yes.
And you've seen that a lot in all the things that they are doing. You know, they can prolong life. They can create an eternal life.
Yes.
They can take people's consciousness out of their biological bodies and put it into avatars.
Yes.
So that people have eternal life here on earth, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
In other words, they are promising people everything that the scripture promises them.
Yes.
Or God promises them eternal life, what you can, now the avatar, if your body was sick of something, let's say if your body had cancer, the avatar doesn't have cancer, but we shall take out all your consciousness, that's your mind, your soul, and everything, and put it there. So that only your body is buried, but you are alive. This is the thing, this is the major flattery that is now going to be a characteristic of what is happening.
Yes.
And it's going to be a characteristic of the Antichrist.
Mm.
And it's going to become very, very popular here, because... They push, then there's sicknesses, then there's what, then they say, no, there's one simple solution. You come, those who attended the Watchman Conference, we showed you those videos where people were actually doing that.
Yes.
And somebody goes, and there was a video of a lady who addressed people at her funeral.
Yes.
And they were actually asking her questions. Mm-hmm. So there's a video of her speaking before she died, and then they play the video. No, it was actually her addressing people at her funeral.
Yes.
How did they do that? They apparently downloaded her consciousness through getting everything she did and liked and everything and putting it into some kind of system.
Yes.
And then when she died, they uploaded it
to another
into
body.
Another sort of body.
Yes.
And now, so the people ask her questions and she's answering in time there.
Yes.
And it was all over the news. You just go and look at a lady who addressed people at her funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And her body is inside there, but she's here answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
So now that is the flattery web. Oh, so I don't have to die.
Yes.
Yeah, but then you see, it says later on, because they are deceiving themselves.
Yes.
Later on, it says in Revelation that people will seek to die, because after they've entered those avatars, and the judgment of God comes down on them, they will wish they had died.
Yes.
And then it says people will seek to die, but even death will flee from them.
Yeah.
You know that scripture in Revelation.
Yes.
But that's not what I wanted to show. Now, here it says that those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery.
Yes.
But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits.
Yes.
Now, here is a clear separation of those who are being flattered and now those who know their God.
Yes.
Now, a strong church that is strong and does great exploits.
Yes.
And exploits in all sorts of things. So that it is very clear cut. If you take the other path, you don't have to. But if you want healing, if you want what, if you want anything, the church can actually provide that. And the Lord is building a church, I mean, right now, which is going to have that sort of strength. Eh?
Yes.
You shall know their God and do carry out great exploits. Not just exploits, great exploits. And then says that, and those of the people who understand shall instruct, I'm reading from Daniel 11, 32 and 33 now. And those of the people who understand shall instruct many.
Yes.
Now, I want people to know that the reason we speak these things and we speak them across the country is because we want people to understand and not to be ignorant. Because I saw, especially during the COVID period, that there are so many people who have been so tailored to the system of the world that they do not understand some of these things when they come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
They are not in a position to understand. But now we decided we are going to move out. And now the number of people who understand is increasing incredibly.
That's,
and there are people all over the country now. My interest right now is Uganda. People all over the country and even all over the world I see who understand and now who have the ability to go and check things out themselves and see what is true and what is not true. And now who have enough truth inside them to be able to tell the lie and reject the lie when it comes, because it will come, and it will definitely come. And says, those of the people who understand shall instruct many. Then says, yet for many days they shall fall by the sword and flame and captivity and plundering. I want you to understand that there is a plan, and I've spoken about this, to reduce the population of the world using all sorts of things. One of them is famine.
Yes.
You've seen they are now destroying all food plants and the supply chains.
Yes.
One of them is wars.
Yes.
And so many other things where, and of course,
biological
weapons and so on. So, that there is that plan. But the people of God will be spared if they know they are God.
Yes.
And but they want to reduce the population of the world, because as far as they are concerned, there are too many people in the world, and there are the resources and the world is craving to excrete.
Yes.
That's what they say. That, like the way you can be so stuffed up in your body and you've eaten so much and you want to excrete.
Yes.
They claim Mother Earth is now like very full, and now it's time for him to go to the toilet, so they have to kill in excess. Actually, they want to kill as many as 90% of the world population.
Yes.
That is their target. 90%, I'm talking about billions of people.
Yes.
That is their target. Now, if I'd said this before COVID, people would have said, oh, no, they can't be that evil. Now you know they are.
Yes.
And if you don't know, then, well, you will know eventually. I hope you know when you're alive, because you might know when you're not. And those of the people who understand shall instruct many, yet for many days they shall fall by the sword and flame and captivity and plundering.
Yes.
Now it goes on to say, now when they fall, they shall be aided with a little help, because there will always be a grace to help them.
Yes, yes.
But many shall join with them by intrigue.
Mm.
You see? Intrigue, flattery.
Yes.
So many of them shall join with the other side. Eh?
Yes.
With intrigue, it says. And then it says, and some of those of understanding shall fall.
Mm.
But these ones shall not fall completely.
Yes.
It says, some of those with understanding shall fall to refine them and to purify them and make them white until the time of the end, because it is still for the appointed time. Remember, it says the end is for the appointed time.
Yes.
There is nothing the enemy can do to change that appointed time. It was appointed by the Lord. And it says for the end, it is not yet, because it's not now. Some people, when they hear this, they say, remember that gentleman at the Watchman conference who heard this, and he's not even born again. He's just one of them. He came and said, like, you know, when I heard you talking, I said, these people, maybe we should just die and leave them in their earth. That's not what the Lord, what the Lord wants. Yes. We are going to be here and dominate them. That's,
yes.
The Lord wants us to be here and dominate
them. Yes.
His victory is going to be accomplished with those us dominating those people. And we are going to dominate them. So this is not for defeatist people.
Yes.
This is for people who have been trained for such a time as this. People like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yes.
Anyhow.
Yes, so there's one thing which I saw about this his coronation. It's that he's going to be the seventh monarch to be enthroned with the because with the King Edward's throne.
Yeah, that's better one. That's what they put on their head.
Yes. Now this crown, the first one was in the 16th century. 17th rather. Yes. Because they first melted it and they created it very well, gold and all those stones. Then they carried it on, putting it on top of every time they crown another king. King Charles now is the seventh. The scripture says in Revelation chapter 17, we can start from verse 7. It says, but the angel said to me, why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which was the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And we know that that is exactly what's going to happen
to the Antichrist
and the false prophet. It says, and those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundations of the world. When they see the beast that was and is not and yet is.
Okay. Now, I want you to know that the people will marvel.
Yes.
Now, he comes slowly. Nobody, I mean, the rest of the world really. I mean, if I hadn't raised this to you, I mean, he's calm, he's there. And so, he's there. But then, after some time, there will be things which you will do.
Yes.
And the whole world will marvel.
Marvel, yes.
And it is coming, and people will marvel. But it says, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, where they see the beast that was. Now go to the next verse.
Verse 9 says, here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads and seven mountains on which the woman sits. The seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sits. Verse 10. There are also seven kings. Five are fallen. On one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth. And he says, and is of the seven, and is going into perdition.
He's the eighth, but he's of the seven.
Yes.
Now, I remember when I read that scripture, I was like, now really, the Bible had also been to be like, he's the eighth, but he's of the seven. Now, how can he be of the seventh and he's the eighth?
Yes.
So, you know, of course, now you know you need revelation to understand
that.
But then after some time, I actually even, the first person who mentioned Prince Charles as a possible antichrist, some guy called Tim Cohen, he was absolutely convinced he, some Jewish man, American guy, he has a lot of, you know, background research on the lineage of how he came and so on.
Yes.
Now, he mentioned something in that book of his. It's called The Antichrist and the Cup of Tea. He mentioned something that there have so far been seven kings of the Holy Roman Empire called Charles.
Yes.
Starting with the first king, who was Charlemagne, the German.
Yes.
But Charles, Charlemagne is Charles. And he said that Charlemagne was crowned king of the Holy Roman Empire.
Yes.
Holy Roman Empire is a connection between the church and the European kingdom.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
The Roman Empire.
Yes.
The church and the state.
Mm.
Now, the fact that the church was interested enough in the coronation of Prince Charles to send him a relic from the cross, apparently, of the cross of Jesus, shows that there is something there in between.
Yes.
But Charlemagne, the first king of the Holy Roman Empire, was crowned in on Christmas Day, 25th December of 800 AD. Now, since then, the Holy Roman Empire went on for 1,000 years later until 1801. And there were seven kings called Charles.
Yes.
There's Charles I, Charles II, up to Charles VII.
Yes.
That you can even go and Google.
Yes.
Now, when Charles Prince Charles,
yes,
goes and now brings back the Holy Roman Empire.
Yes.
And now when you see all the kings of Europe coming. And all the kings from, remember how the Roman Empire was.
Yes.
I'll see how the Roman Empire was. The Roman Empire covered much of the Middle East.
Yes.
Much of North Africa.
Yes.
And almost the entirety of Europe.
And when you see the invitation
list. When you see the guest list, that's exactly who was there. You go and look at the guest list of the people. All the kings of Europe.
Morocco.
King
Africa.
Of Morocco. The top, if there was any king.
Bahrain.
Yes, of course, all those areas,
yes.
Bahrain and so on.
Yes.
Of course, the others
Jordan,
who were not,
yes.
Like King Lesti, the third of Lesotho, who has been invited, but he's not of the. But all that group, now, if he combines that into some kind of Roman Empire.
Yes.
Now, what is left is to make it holy, which means what is left is to combine with the
church.
With the church.
Yes.
With the Holy See in Rome.
Yes.
Now, this is what he's talking about, Mountain of Seven Hills, Rome. Now, after he combines that, and he's now eventually crowned the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, he will be the eighth emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, and he will be the seventh king of the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Now, it says, what does it say? He's the eighth, and yet he's of the seventh.
Seventh.
Read it again. What does it say?
Verse 11. It says, the beast that was and is not, is himself also the eighth.
So you can stop there. The eighth of the Holy Roman Empire.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And is of
the seven. Of the UK.
Yes.
Holding that crown.
Yes.
Now that's interesting.
Yes.
Very, very interesting. And the ten horns which you saw are ten kings.
Yes.
Who have received no kingdom as yet.
Mm.
So now I want you to see that these kings don't necessarily have to be presidents or what.
No.
They have to only be people who are in charge of something, who are in control of something.
Mm.
Because it says they have not received a kingdom as yet.
Yes.
But they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. Now, 1 hour is symbolic for a short time. That's why I told you 11, a short period of trial. They receive as kings for 1 hour with the beast. And these are of one mind.
Yes.
And they will give their power and authority to the beast.
Yes.
Okay? And this is it.
Yes.
And it says in verse 14, still of Revelation chapter 17,
yes.
These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the Lamb to whom we subscribe, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, will make war with him through us and will overcome him. Now, when you're watching all these wonderful things happening, you just know that they have their script, but God has his own script
also. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So what I know now, what the Lord is showing us today, is just the fulfillment of what he has spoken about.
Mm.
Now, when I see everything which we have been following, what we are doing is what the Bible says, watching and praying, and actually studying and seeing how the scripture is being fulfilled, our Bible prophecy are being fulfilled in our eyes.
That's watching.
Yes, that's watching. Now, the next thing is also we are not going to stop. We are going to continue to see. Because what I know from what the scripture is saying, that this will make war with the saints, is that if he is the Antichrist, he will now go to the church. But also, there are other scriptures which are in Daniel, which speaks about the Antichrist, how he's going to also go to the glorious land, like that is, of course, talking about Israel.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So there are still other scriptures that he has to fulfill to completely qualify.
Yes.
So, but then, you talked about fighting. Do you know that the kings of England have always been called the defender of the faith? And by the faith, they mean the Anglican faith.
Yes.
The Church of England.
Yes.
But now, King Charles has changed that. And now put an S at the end of the faith. So it's now faith in plural, because he says it appeals to the diverse nature, because of course there are so many more, other faiths there in England. So he's now the defender of the faiths. And some people, actually, I was seeing some people who were very angry about it, because they say he's moving away from tradition. The tradition is the King of England is the defender of the Anglican faith. But now he has moved away from that to acknowledge other people.
Yes.
So now that's already even attacking, you know.
And actually, on the day of coronation, he has invited multiple faiths, cultures, and communities across
from across the UK. So now he's portraying himself as not just a defender of the Anglican faith or the Church of England, but all other faiths.
Yes.
Which is the first step towards some of those things which you say he has to fulfill before he completely qualifies.
Yes, so we just need to just continue watching and seeing him. And I know for a fact that if he is, he will just go on and on fulfilling what Bible prophecy has spoken about him.
And we shall continue telling you that now he has fulfilled another.
Yes.
Now he has fulfilled another.
Yes.
And another, just like that.
Yes.
Just like if people were following what the prophecies were with Jesus Christ,
yes,
they would know that he's the Christ,
because
he was fulfilling prophecy after prophecy after prophecy.
Yes.
In excess of 400 prophecies in his lifetime.
Mm.
Just in his lifetime. So, also Antichrist.
Going to do the same.
There are prophecies about him in the Bible, which he also has to fulfill bit by bit. So we shall continue studying those and continue bringing to you, you know, what it is that we feel you should know. In the meantime, keep yourself alert. Watch and pray, as the scripture which John Paul has mentioned. I think it's in
Luke 21:36.
Therefore, watch and pray. Read it for us. Watch and pray that you may be counted worthy to escape those things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man.
Yes.
That is very important. Watch and pray. Because don't just pray. Of course, pray and pray hard, but also watch. Because there are certain things which you are going to learn by just seeing what is happening. So that's why we are called watchers. That's why the ministry is called the Watchman.
Yes.
Because it says, watch therefore and pray, Jesus said. Watch therefore and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. That's a very, very important scripture for us here.
Yes, so all of us as children of God, as believers, this is what we are supposed to do. Not only just watching all what the kingdom of darkness is doing, but also watching the kingdom of God, what God is doing.
Because, especially watching the kingdom of God.
Because you can be caught up actually in the other side. And there's a scripture which says, by the psalmist, it says that turn away my eyes from seeing worthless things.
Yes.
Because there are certain things which you'll be seeing there, and actually they can demoralize you to the point where you come like that gentleman which you spoke about.
We should just die and leave these guys.
Yes. But when you actually also watch, because there has to be a balance in your watching. It has not to be single-sided. You have to also watch in the kingdom of God, what God is doing in the kingdom of God, and what is doing personal in your personal life, and you'll be edified, you'll be strengthened in this time.
Okay. The purpose of us watching here is just to see what they are doing, really.
Yes.
But the power belongs to us.
Yes.
Okay. The power belongs to God, and the power belongs to us, His people. And pray also that the Lord shows you exactly what you are supposed to be doing in this time. That's extremely important. But anyhow, since we are running out of time, I just want to tell you, to encourage you again, that if you listen to this message and you enjoy it, or we encourage you to sow a seed towards it. And it doesn't have to be any big amount. It can be anything, because there is a mobile money number that you are going to be given, which you would use. So mobile money can receive anything, you know. So please sow a seed towards this. Believe God for something by sowing a seed towards this, because we are actually carrying out the commission of God to awaken people towards the reality of the soon return of Jesus Christ. So use those numbers, sow a seed towards it. The seed, you know, will be of benefit to you, because you're sowing into something which the Lord is doing. So, and we'll continue being on air in your place where you hear us from. And those who listen, please listen and go and teach others.
Yes.
The purpose of you knowing is you understand, then you go, you search out these things.
You shall also instruct many.
Yes.
Yes.
And you become an expert, and then you also go and instruct many. But before we go, I would like to first take a moment and pray for everybody who is sick. And I want you to believe that the hand of the Lord is there and is going to heal you. Just believe it. Just do that. Just believe it. I pray. Just believe it. And the hand of God is going to touch you if you're sick, and you experience the healing power of God. Now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
I speak to every ailment, I
Amen.
Speak to every sickness, to every
Amen.
Spirit of infirmity,
Amen.
In Jesus' name, and
Amen.
I command it to depart from your bodies.
Amen.
Anybody who is hearing, anybody who receives this, I command the spirit of infirmity, sickness, and any form of disease
Amen.
To depart from your bodies
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And I speak the healing power of God upon you right now as you hear. And the hand of God stretches out to you and causes wholeness in your body in the name of Jesus. Wholeness comes to you right now
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us here this evening. This is the Watchman Ministries. My name is Joseph Kableta, saying have yourselves a wonderful evening here with Evangelist Akena John Paul.
Amen.
That was the Watchman. Join us for our Friday fellowship, 5:30 p.m. at Amar The Palace, along Gaba Road, near the American Embassy. To connect to the anointing upon the Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555. Or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @the_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman. Or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources, and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King, is coming.